going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Jude, the book of Jude. Book of Jude, and then we're going to go to the book of Romans. When you have that, would you say amen? Going to our Bible study up on tonight, we're going to go on and read the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 20. Jude chapter 1 and verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You all don't have to stand since Bible class tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right, we're gonna go and get started. Amen. We want to talk about tonight building up your most holy faith. Building up your most holy faith. Verse 20 of the first chapter of Jude says, because it's only one chapter, says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Amen. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And it seemed like that's what we were doing in here tonight. Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's all right there. Start off and talk to the Lord, amen, about this and about that, but we really should make it a regular thing to start praising God before we start asking him for a lot of things, amen. Start thanking him for who he is, amen. Thank him for what he's done, who he is and what he's done for you and with you, amen. And then we begin to just continue to reach out to him, amen. And we have any petitions, of course, we can make them known to the Lord. But we ought to keep on praying till the Spirit takes over, amen. To the Spirit, amen. Let the Spirit of God lead you, amen. Let it lead you, amen. When the Spirit leads you, you're not under no type of constraints. You have freedom and liberty just to pray as the Spirit prompts you. And sometimes the Spirit will prompt you to pray about things that you maybe didn't have any intentions on praying about, amen. Amen. You can pray in the Spirit in tongues, but you also can pray in the Spirit in English too, as long as the Spirit is leading you. Amen. The Spirit is down there just, you know, down there praying, and you're down in prayer, but your mind is up on what you got to do. If your mind is up on this and on that, you're not really tuned into. Amen. You got to sometimes you got to just say, "Lord, just help me to draw my mind in." Because when you get down to pray, the devil gets down there too beside you. Amen. To distract you. Amen. Amen. And you have to, when your mind start wandering off in prayer, you're not really tuned into prayer. Amen. You got to ward those spirits off. You got to rebuke those spirits. They might not be nothing bad. It might be the devil bringing you what you got to do before you get up. Why are you down there? What you got to take care of? That is not the time. Amen. That's God's time. Amen. So you and I, we all have to sometimes rebuke spirit, especially if you got a lot of things to do. The first thing the devil going to tell you, you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to shut it all down. You got to shut that mind down and say, "I cast down every imagination. Every imagination that's coming to my mind right now, I cast it down and I rebuke every thought. And right now, this is God's time. I rebuke every thought." Amen. Get your mind drawn in. Amen. And then from there, God can help you, amen, continue to guide and direct your prayer and even help you to pray by the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, amen. Sometimes you might pray in tongues. Sometimes you just pray as the Spirit leads you. Either way, long as it's God, long as it's not you down there just praying in your flesh and your own mindset. Amen. We start off in our mindset, but we shouldn't end up in our mindset, because we'll be like the Pharisee, think we're going to be heard for our much speaking. And some things we don't even know what we're talking about when we get down there praying all in our minds and stuff, our own concepts. We praying about this and we jumping over praying about that. When you stay down there and just begin to worship the Lord, when you first get down there in prayer, the Spirit of God will take over your mind and prayer and direct you how to pray. Amen. 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 And it said, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves." It didn't say building up nobody else. It's building up yourselves. Built. This is how you built up yourself, by praying in the Holy Ghost, by praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. That's how you built up you. Amen. Amen. To build up means to increase, to strengthen, and to add to. You adding to yourself. You building yourself up. Amen. You building your spirit up. Becoming strong. You're strengthening your spirit. Amen. So that's how you praying in the Holy Ghost. You praying in the Holy Ghost. You praying praying in the Spirit of God. You letting God pray through you. Amen. And you can get a lot done more quicker, and I can too, if we learn to do that more often. Because time we go through a long charade of prayer for about 30, 45 minutes, we don't know if we got nowhere, that prayer went nowhere or not. Sometimes we don't have faith to believe, to know if it went nowhere, if it went even far from our lips. Amen. We don't know if it went no further. We don't have faith to come. But when you get to pray, praying by faith in the Spirit, and your heart is really, really connected with God, as you praying, you feel that prayer has gone somewhere. Amen. You know, I mean, you know it went to God. You didn't just go somewhere, but it went to God. You know they did. And as you praying in the Spirit, you continue, you're building up yourself. You're becoming strong. You begin to be able to walk over your troubles or whatever's going on with you. Your troubles won't be walking over you. You'll be able to take authority over that. And you'll actually know that I can get through this. Everything is going to be all right. He just leaves you with that confidence. Building up your faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. We get saved by faith, and you have to strengthen your faith. You just can't get saved and just leave it like that. Okay, I got born again. I've got baptized in Jesus' name. I spoke in tongue, and this is what I do. And I'm going to sit on the shelf. I'm not going to strengthen my walk with God. I'm not going to strengthen my faith. You got to strengthen your faith. You got to have communication with God. Some people think they don't have to come to church. Or you don't come to church, you don't read your Bible, you don't have no relationship with God, you're going to spiritually die. Amen. You have to strengthen your faith. Amen. Whatever is born of God in you, you got to strengthen that. It's just like your body. If you don't feed your body, you don't put water in your body, you don't feed your body, amen, your body will just fade out of here. They'll find you laid out somewhere. You don't eat, you don't drink anything, you're not going to live long. Same way in the Spirit. You don't feed your faith. You don't read your word. You don't talk to the Lord. You don't have a communication with the Lord. You don't pray. You don't come there. People all over this world think that you don't have to go to church. And I had somebody talking to me the other day, and they were saying, I said, what church you go to? What do you go at? I don't go to church. I don't believe in nothing, no physical church. I said, oh, really? I said, oh. Some people believe like that. Then they picking out parts. I said, so you pick out what you believe, right? You pick out what you believe, you know. And it's a shame. But if something hit them hard enough, they're going to believe in something. They're going to believe it's going to be ask somebody call up on the Lord. Amen. So some people think, you know, how can you be saved? The Bible said, how can you hear? Faith come by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith don't come by seeing. It comes by hearing. And hearing and hearing and hearing. Like you hear the word, that's how faith comes. You hear the word and you reach out and grab the word. I'm hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? How can you hear without a preacher? How can they preach unless they been sent by God? Amen. So if you got your own way to be saved, you're going to be saved all by yourself. Amen? You're going to be in your own little world, not to save with the Lord. Amen? So faith, so building up, you got to build up that faith in you. And how you built it up? By praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, we get down and we, Lord, first, Lord, this, Lord, Lord, my dog is sick. My mama's sick. Everybody, we just pray out there and we stump that. Just stay right there. We stay right there. We don't venture out in the Spirit and begin to worship the Lord and let him take up our prayer. Most times we don't do that. But if we do that, you'll find yourself praying in the Holy Ghost. You find yourself being built up and strengthened. Built up means to be strengthened, to add unto. So we're going to ask you to turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 through 28. Chapter 8, verse 26 through 28. When you have it, would you say amen? It says, likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities. And I just said that the Spirit of God helps us in our prayer. It helps our infirmities, which is our weakness. Infirmity means our weakness, our frailty, our affliction. Amen. Areas where we are not strong in, areas where we're weak in. Amen. It's not so much just a physical weak like a sickness. We have areas in our life that we're weak in. Some areas we're stronger in than others. Some areas we struggle in. Amen. We're weak in. So the same Spirit we're talking about a prayer, that Spirit, if we pray enough, will help our weakness. It'll help our frailty. It'll help our afflictions or whatever, the situations in life that seems unculpable. Amen. I mean, there's some situations in life feels like they're unculpable. Feel like I can't about get through this, Lord. If, you know, if one more thing got happened, I just don't know. I can't almost bear it no more. Amen. That's where praying in the Spirit comes in there to reach out. Amen. And pray. Amen. And sometimes you may have to add some fasting to it. Amen. You may have to add some fasting to knock your flesh out of the way. Amen. Amen. You may have to add, and then you may, after you fast, you may turn around and have to fast again, amen, to knock your flesh out of the way. Paul said, I keep my body under subjection that I won't preach to other people and be a castaway myself, that I won't go around here telling everybody else what they need to do, and then I fall up under the load. Amen? So, in other words, he crucified his flesh. You know, fasting is not for the pastor, it's not for this person, it's for you. Amen. Your flesh get too tight and over control, out controlling you, then you need to put it on the fast. Amen. Amen. Not waiting so much to the church called fast. You need to put it on the fast. If you got to take it day by day, I don't care how you do it. You say, Lord, help me. I need to fast. You need to shut all of it down. Amen. I need to shut it down. We need to shut it down. Because if you don't, it will take over you. It will tell you what to do. And the flesh got some wild appetites. Not just with food, it's got other lot of appetites would get in your way that would hinder you. Amen? So I say, likewise, the Spirit also help. Sometimes the devil tried to think, well, there's no solution to this. There's no solution to that. Have you been praying to the Lord? God will give you a solution. Your solution, he might say, I want you to go on the fast. Or he might say, you know, tell you, you know, I'm going to take care of whatever. He's got answers. You got to seek him for answer. Can anybody seek the Lord for you and get your answer? They can pray along with you, but you're going to have to do the seeking yourself to see what he's saying to you. Get your comfort, to get comfort from the Lord. Say, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. It helps our frailties. It helps our weakness. It helps our troubles. It helps our afflictions. Amen. For the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. We're going to have things that come against us in this life. Everybody has them, whether they walk with God or they don't. The good thing about people that walk with God, they got God to help them to get them through. Versus other people that don't have God in life, they work it out themselves. And so most times it's a disaster. Amen? Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmity, helps our weakness, it helps our frailties, whatever your weakness may be. You know, we got them. We all got them. We don't know. We're strong in some areas, and some areas we're not strong in. Amen? For we know not what we should pray for. It said we know not what we should pray for as we ought. That's why we can't go blabbing and just saying, telling the Lord about the kitchen sink and the this and just talking from the sun. Just be gabbing, just gabbing to the Lord. That's gabbing and it don't make no sense. That's why he said pray in the Spirit. Because the Spirit is saying we don't know how to pray as we ought to. We think we know how to pray. But we really don't know how to pray till we let the Spirit touch our prayer. You know, like I said, you don't just have to. You probably will. It's good. You might pray in tongues all the time, or pray in the Spirit, or you may do some of your praying. Just find yourself praying about things you didn't even think about. Pray the Spirit leading you. But it says we don't know how to pray. And what it's saying in the natural, you don't know what really how to pray as you ought to. We know the pattern of prayer. We know position, get down on your knees and pray or whatever. You don't actually have to be in a certain position to pray either. You can be standing up, walking or whatever, your cars or whatever. But I'm saying we know the pattern. We know the routine of prayer, but we don't know how to pray as we ought to. We don't really know how to get in depth with prayer like we ought to. So that's why we need the Spirit to help us. Amen. Amen. And if you're not born again, you don't have that help. If you're not born again of the water and the Spirit, you really don't have the help to help you to pray. It takes the Spirit of God on the inside of you to be able to pray. Amen? Amen. I was talking to this same young man. Y'all pray for him. I don't know what he sees, but he say all kind of stuff. I was coming down the hall the other day. I heard somebody say, dun, 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 dun. And this lady turned around and looked at the street saying, and I said, Lord, you better stop that. Amen. That's when I asked him. I said, what do you go to church? Have you saved? I said, did you used to be saved? He said, what do you mean I used to be saved? I'm saved. I said, you are? I said, do you speak in tongues? He said, well, I believe. I said, do you speak in tongues? I said, because I don't talk. I'm not interested in no one that's not saved. They don't speak in tongues. In other words, I'm like, no, I'm not interested. Talk to him. He laughs and plays, but I'm thinking like, this is serious. This is getting a little bit too serious now. Leave me alone. Amen. I said, well, he does know something about the Lord. But he was telling me all these other things he studied with and stuff. Then he said, when I said that, he started laughing. He said, I speak in some kind of tongue. I said, he said, I speak some kind of tongue. I said, you need some help, don't you? Amen. But people don't believe in speaking it. I mean, you cannot pray in the Spirit without speaking in tongue. Amen. I mean, what I'm saying, I don't want to say you can't pray in Spirit without speaking in tongue. But I mean, saying you have to have the Spirit of God in you for the Spirit to pray through you. Because you can speak in tongue and pray in the Spirit, and you can speak and you can just pray without speaking in tongue. You're still letting the Spirit lead you either way. So I'm going to clarify that. But you have to have God's Spirit on the inside of you to even pray in the Spirit. Anyway, amen. You have to be born again. This is all to it. You got to be born again of the water and the Spirit. Amen. Likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself making intercessions for us. The Spirit of God, it make intercessions for us. In other words, it intervenes for us. Amen. It intervenes for us. A lot of times we don't know how to pray as we ought to, but God's Spirit will direct your prayer. Amen. And sometimes we in the book of in the same chapter, and you jump down to verse 34, it says, let's see, 38 to 34, it says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us? Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. But it's still one God. Amen? But he sent his son to this earth to die for our sins. And he's on the right hand of the Father. That's where he is. And he makes intercessions for you and for me. Amen? He helps us pray. Amen? Intercedes, especially when we got shortcomings. Help them, Lord. Help them. Help them, Lord. Amen. He's not trying to kill us. Some people try to kill you. I'm going to step on you. But he made them say, he said, help them, Lord. Help them. Amen. Help them, Lord. Amen. It says, but the Spirit, I'm going back to verse 26. But they say, we don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Spirit itself make intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes you may find yourself in a groaning, in a groan, in a moan. Amen. That's what groanings mean. You might find yourself crying out to God, moaning, groaning, crying, and you can't even have no words to it. And there's no words actually coming out, but you just crying out to God. It's a with groanings. However, your prayer could be in groanings. It can be in words. It can be as you crying out to God with groanings that cannot be explained or uttered. Amen. That means sometimes you're crying out to God. All you know is your spirit crying out. You don't even know what you're saying yourself. But it's making intercession for you. And it said, verse 27, he, which is God, that searches the heart. Can anybody search the heart like the Lord? Amen. He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the spirit. God knows what is troubling you, and he knows what's troubling me. He knows the mind of your heart. Amen. He knows your heart. He knows what you feel. He knows what I feel. We think sometimes God don't know what I feel. God don't know what I go through. God is so big, he don't have time for all this. And me too. Yes, he does. He's God. Amen. Amen. He's touched with the feeling of your and my infirmities. Sometimes we listen to the devil and we don't go to God. We just like, Lord, I don't go to the Lord like this. I don't want to talk to God about this. There's nothing too small that you cannot talk to God about. There's nothing too big that you can't talk to God about. And that's why we get messed up, because we don't talk to God about it. We go try to work it out, fix it out. I said, God is concerned about the smallest little. He said, the hairs on your head are numbered. Amen. He knows every hair that's on your head that's numbered. You don't even know every hair on your head that's numbered. I don't. He knows every hair on your head that's numbered. And the ones that fell out too. Amen. Amen. He knows all of that. So if he knows all that, he is mindful of you. He got a full mind of you. And you can't comprehend the knowledge of God. I can't either. You can't see how he can know all that about one person, this big old world. Because he's God. And beside him, there is not another. And it takes the faith and word of God, and you know, understanding word of God, to understand that and believe it. Amen. Who has been his counselor? Nobody has been God's counselor. Nobody know all the details about God. Nobody his overseer. Amen. Only thing we know is what he give us right here in this word. And that's enough. Amen. Because if you couldn't even probably contain or comprehend, it would blow your mind and blow my mind if he gave you any more than what he gave you. Amen. Our minds are built. We're limited in our minds. He's not. Amen. And he said, and he searches the heart, know what is the mind of the spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God makes intercession. He intercedes. He intervenes. They're just like somebody, you got a lawyer, somebody pleading your case. Amen. They're trying to put you in. They're putting you in the clear when you're not in the clear. They're trying to get you in the clear. They're getting you the clear. Sometimes we make blunders and we don't cross every T. We don't dot every I. We don't say the right thing. We don't do the right thing. And the devil is accuser of the brother. He'll say, you know, you should not be praying because God is upset at you and God don't hear your prayer on top of that. And if you don't know no better, you'll just be condemned and feel bad and won't go past that. I'm not going to talk to the Lord because I don't feel the Lord. He's upset with me because I didn't cross this T today. I didn't die. God's not like that. He says, if any man sin, he have an advocate with the Father. The Lord's not telling us to go on purpose and do things because we know we got an advocate with the Father. But if you come short of the glory of God, you can go boldly to the throne of grace that you may find mercy in the time of help and need. That's what it's for. For the Lord, he is compassionate. He remember our frame. He remembered that you're a woman. You're a man. He remember your shortcoming. He remembered that you're just human. Amen. He knows you're going to make mistakes. But you don't use that as an excuse. You cry out to God when you have shortcomings. You cry out to God. I don't care how many times the devil tell you stop crying out to God. You keep on crying out to God. And he will intervene and undertake for you. A lot of people don't know that. They just go on and just backslide. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we thank God for that. And it says in verse 27, he that searches the heart know what is the mind of the spirit, because he make an intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the call according to his purpose. Amen. In other words, all things work together to them that love the Lord and to them that are called, amen, to his purpose. Amen. God has a purpose and a plan for us. God has purpose for us. He has a plan for us. Amen. And in anything that the devil meant for the harm to harm us, God would turn around and work it out for our good. Amen. Ain't that good? God, he'll help us. Amen. I was listening at a message earlier because I was needing something just to encourage myself. And it was called nighttime or something like that, in the night or something like that. I can't remember this exactly, but it was just speaking about sometimes we have night situations. It's like in the dark, you know, we're in a dark time in our life, amen, and we don't know. It's like darkness. We're like, Lord, do you hear me? I've been crying out to you about this for a while. I've been crying out to you that way for a while, and I was liking what I was hearing because it was speaking about how the Lord hears. He does hear us, and at that time he's preparing you, amen. It might seem like he don't hear you, but he's preparing you for whatever the amen that you are crying out for. He's had to get you prepared for it, because if you don't get you prepared for it, you'll never be able to have and keep the things of God, amen. But God allows you to cry out to him within that situation, and that there's some situations in life are very uncomfortable. Amen. Not just for you, for me too. Some areas are very uncomfortable, and God wants you to keep crying out to him. Amen. The devil said, don't cry out. Don't cry. He's not going to fix it. He's not going to. You keep on crying out to him. Amen. It's better to cry out to him than not to cry out to him. Amen. That's a good one. It's better to cry out to him than not to cry out to him. Amen. Because how many know the devil will lie to you? And that's why we need to read our word. That's why we need to follow the word. Amen. When it's being preached, when it's being of somebody's word, we need to follow and read it and see it. That's in there ourselves. Because at the time when you are by yourself and under attack, that word will come back up. Nothing won't come back up if it's not there. If God is planting his word in your heart at the time you need it, he will pull it up when you need it. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I believe that we are done here. Let's thank the Lord. Let's give the Lord a big hand praise. Building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, and sometimes I was just saying to the Lord myself, I said, you know, sometimes we don't identify the attacks of the enemy. Sometimes when they seem like, sometimes some attacks seem like they're more severe than others. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Some attacks, you know, you're going through different things, but some attacks, amen, seem like it's worse than others. Amen. Especially when you have not a cause your own, you have a cause of trouble upon yourself. You, some things you can look and see, did I cause this upon myself? Did I get placed to the enemy with this? You can weigh it out. And if you haven't, and you don't know, like the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that come and try you. Something that's came out of your way. Amen. But if you bought it up on yourself, amen, maybe God spoke to you, gave you a warning, but you just didn't take heed to the warning. Now you're in a dilemma. You got to wait till God bring you through it. Amen. But there's some things, amen, the devil will just throw at your way. And, you know, this, I mean, for you know it, they've been slapped you in the face. Like, what in the world? Amen. And God, amen, he sees that. Amen. He said when the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Amen. Amen. So the Lord said he, you know, he's able to keep us, amen, in every situation, keep us from falling and present us blameless. Amen. Sometimes you might be going through something where it looked like the devil about to pluck you out of God's hand. Amen. Trying to pull you out the will of God. Amen. He said all that the Father has given me, I have lost none. There will be nobody, nothing will be able to pluck you out of my hand. Amen. And we got to remember what the scriptures have said. Amen. Amen. You have to sometimes open your mouth and talk to the devil, talk to whoever the devil's using. Amen. Amen. So I've come too far. Amen. And I've come too far, and I'm not going to let anything just overthrow me. Amen. 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 So we're done. We thank God again for all of his word. Amen.